part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Now, one writer said the spirit of heaven is to give as God's steward and stewards even. We rejoice in the blessings that come as a result of his love for us. God's love through us compels us to live graciously and even give generously. As we conclude our lesson, our study this week, Mfundisi Nyathi highlights the trademark of stewardship, generosity, right? Whilst giving us practical pointers on how we can be good stewards who are grateful stewards. Mfundisi, good afternoon to you, sir, and welcome one more time to the Maranatha Drive.
Good afternoon to you and the listeners. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to have you here with us. We truly want to say we appreciate you. Mfundisi, as we jump into our discussion for this afternoon, we understand you said stewardship right from the beginning. Just because we came out of the hand of God, he then put this responsibility of watch care on humanity, especially on Adam and Eve, to be more precise. And the world is carrying on. I mean, one of the instructions Adam received was dress the garden, tend it, and keep it. Now the world we're living in is going to the fire, Mfundisi. It's everything is chai, like the young people would say. It's going down, and we're just waiting for Christ to come and destroy everything. I mean, are we still expected to be stewards even in this day and age?
Definitely, definitely. Now, remember.
Oh, Mfundisi, yeah, your line is terrible. Sorry, man, Mfundisi, I have to jump in there. We're struggling to hear you. Let me see if I can try you on a different line so that we can see if we can maybe get better reception with you there. We will try Mfundisi to Pastor Nyathi, who is taking us through this afternoon's conversation, speaking to matters that are pertaining to stewardship, right? And Mfundisi is helping us understand if in 2023, 21st century, are we still needing to be stewards? I mean, surely the world is done, man, guys. Let's just burn it. If it's going to burn, let's just let it to the dogs, right? Surely, isn't that even a way of hastening the second coming of Jesus? If everything is going to be going down, and the pastor is addressing that to say, should we just forget about stewardship and let Christ come? Mfundisi, welcome back.
Thank you. I hope you can hear me now.
Much better, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I was saying that, yes, the earth is waxing old like a garment, the Bible says, and we know that this earth will be destroyed, but we still have the responsibility of taking care of this earth. And somewhere, I think it's in the book of Revelation, the Bible says that the Lord will destroy those who destroy the earth. So in other words, those who are destroying the environment and the world that we have been given are also under the judgment of God, that God will deal with them for doing such, because this is the will of the devil, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. I hope you can hear me on that.
Yeah, one. We can hear you, Mfundisi. We can hear you. So we still have a responsibility to take care of this earth. Now, what areas then are we supposed to be stewards? What areas is stewardship covering? How can we be stewards in this day and age, the 21st century?
We have, as we have noted, that we are supposed to be stewards of time. We are supposed to be stewards of treasure, of our talent. We're supposed to be stewards of the environment or the terrain that we live in. We are supposed to be stewards of every element. And if we do so, we do as unto the Lord will proclaim those wonderful words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
Yeah. And how do we do this on a daily basis? And for this, what does this look like? You know, stewardship of environment, stewardship of time. I'm wanting to make it really practical for our listener to say, when you're a stewardship of time, what does that mean? I can't guard time, the time of the universe, right? It's got to be something a bit more for me. How do I do it for the listener? How do they make this tangible in their day-to-day life?
Right. Yes, my elder. You know, the time is one of the things that we waste a lot. We must realize that time does not belong to us. It belongs to God. And when we waste time, we are actually wasting God's resource that he has blessed us with. And so as such, we must be careful how we spend our time, not spending our time on one and only thing, and at the expense of other things. We must vary and be able to cover time for family, time for God, time for work, time for rest, time for everything. And in this day and age, we are criminal when it comes to the butchering time. Social media and all these things, they take a lot of our time, to the point that we find that our young people don't even sleep at night because they are online. Online thing is a curse. And I wish we could be online with God rather than be online in just foolishness. And God has given us time that we must spend with him, such as spending with him on the day of rest that he has outlined in the book of Exodus 20, verse 8 to 11. And we must spend time with God. Further, I think just on time alone, we can spend the whole hour, whole day. Yeah.
And the other points?
The other points are, we are supposed to be stewards of treasure. I think that we have spoken quite a lot about. Treasure, our money, our resources and so forth. We must take care of them as we would take care of God's things. We're not to be wasteful. We are not to be extravagant. We are not. We are supposed to be careful and spend money judiciously. Money for God, money for family, money for this and for that, and not just to be spenders unnecessarily. So we have this stewardship of, and we also have this stewardship of our talents and our gifts. God has given every man, especially if you are a Christian, the Bible declares that we are given spiritual gifts. And those spiritual gifts, they have to be spent for God, for the Lord. And we use our gifts or our talents for the glory of God, and not for self-aggrandizement, and not for show. You know, people love to show off. We have in this day and age, young people and other old people who spend a lot of time online so that they can have likes. On Facebook, they have like, love, and so forth. And they live for that. But God wants our talents to be used to glorify his name. And when people look at you, you have your talents, they might say, "Praise God." And not just to say, "Hey, man, this one is slaying." They like to slay. But what we need is to glorify God than to glorify the flesh.
No, thank you so much, Mfundisi. Thank you so much for that. Yes. And When you look at it, the call for stewardship is mostly to be generous. Yes, on some aspects, it's to be to take care, right? To watch over what God has given us. I want to understand, Mfundisi, how do we? And when you look at it, we are called to give, right? But at the same time, we're supposed to be grateful, and grateful gives the connotation of someone who has received. How do we become grateful yet always also being givers? Help us find this balance of how we are stewardship. The heart of it, in actual fact, they would say, is the spirit of gratitude.
Indeed. When you understand that everything comes from God, when you understand the fact that God is the owner and the author and the finisher of everything we have, just like Job would do. Job, under stress and loss of family and wealth, he would he said that the Lord is given, the Lord is taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That level of faith and understanding of the ownership of God, I think, is something that we have to behold. And if you look at Abraham, Abraham was given a son, Isaac. And then God says to him, there was no mistaking that Abraham, he wished perhaps that it was not God who had spoken these words, that he should take his son, his only son, and make him a sacrifice on Mount Moriah. But we see that because Abraham understood that everything comes from God, he can take it away and he can also replace it in a more enhanced way. He was able to say that I give to God and God can give back to me. And I think we need to also understand that while we are expected to give, we must have that level of gratitude. What was the other element again that you were speaking about? The reward, is it gratitude and?
We were saying there to balance, Mfundisi, to balance gratitude with this idea of that we are the generous. Because usually, if you are generous, you're the one who is thanked by people, right? But yet, here you're saying you are now being the one who is to be thanked or to be grateful. And the one who is grateful is the one who is receiving most of the time. But I think you covered it so beautifully, Mfundisi, to say we are grateful because we are receiving from God. But in our receiving, we're also understanding that we need to be gracious in giving others who are needing. Mfundisi, we're so excited to have gone through this week with you. And in these last moments, I want you to, two things. Number one, may you please just wrap up the whole lesson of stewardship for us, for the listener, that they know exactly what they're taking away from this conversation, to say what is actually the fundamental belief of stewardship when Adventists speak about it. And then number two, if you pray with us and the listener that we can be better stewards, especially in this coming year, may we commit to be, I think, the one key element. Paul says in Corinthians, it is required, moreover, it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. Can we be faithful in 2024, Mfundisi? Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Now, we need to understand that God has entrusted us with the stewardship or management of opportunities, abilities, time, possessions, and all these things, the blessings of the earth and all the resources we have been entrusted by the Lord. And we are responsible for their proper use. And we need to acknowledge God's ownership in every way possible, that God is the owner and ultimate decider of everything. We as human beings can only return the favor or in a way or show our gratitude by returning our tithes and our offerings, and not to say we are buying God. No, we're doing this for the spreading of the gospel, for the extension of the kingdom of God. And we stewardship is a privilege that is given to us by God, so that ultimately at the end of it all, God's kingdom can be extended. And it is our privilege that we should be faithful stewards and not to be robbers of God.
Oh, yes.
I think in a nutshell, that is what we is expected of us. Mm. It's a favor, it's a privilege, and when we do it right, God is glorified.
Amen. Amen. Pray with us, Pastor.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for keeping us thus far. Lord, we thank you for the lesson that we have had, and we want to glorify you that perhaps we have received another perspective on stewardship and another understanding of what is expected of us and the great privilege that is upon us, that we can be in partnership with God and that we can do things that can extend and expand the kingdom of God. We are thankful. Lord, we acknowledge that 2023 has been a very difficult year for many of us. Economically, has been very difficult, but we pray that there be a breakthrough in the year 2024. We pray that we may be more faithful to you. We pray that we may understand that soon you will come to claim your own. And as you come, Lord, we pray that we may be among those who will stand up and be counted. And when you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, bless and keep us, Lord, far and wide, wherever we are. We pray that, Lord, your grace may be sufficient for us and that we may be a good steward in the coming year. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. May God bless you and have a prosperous 2024. May he enlarge your ministry, extend your blessings, and be with you and your family, sir.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you so much. There you have it, my dear friends. Mfundisi Wetu, Pastor Jonathan Nyati, taking us through the stewardship lesson. What a privilege, what a blessing, what an honor. Go and do likewise. Go and do as you've learned. Go and be that good and faithful servant, like the pastor said, who will then have an entrance into life eternal. Good afternoon.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.